ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the brand new Driveway Liberty Podcast. Hey guys, I am Wes, and I'm sitting here with my good friend Dan, and we are no longer in the driveway. We are in the studios here in the Burnett Corporate Center in Freeport, Florida, right off of Scenic Highway 20.
Sweet.
Yeah. So, Dan, how you been, buddy?
You know, listen, we're in here with no yellow flies.
Right. No heat.
Climate controlled.
Right.
Situation. A table with some place to put our equipment.
Yeah.
A little more comfortable than than the driveway was.
Monitor up here. And, man, I'll tell you what. It's we're shitting in high cotton, brother.
That's right.
This audio cast, right. So we can cuss in the first 3 minutes.
There you go.
Man, we are. That's what my them old Southern men used to say all the time when you were doing right and everything was going your way. You're shitting in high cotton.
There you go.
So that's exactly what we're doing here, outside of the driveway. I mean, we're going to keep the driveway moniker because that's where our roots are. That's where we started. And obviously, we already missed Travis a little bit.
Yeah, well, always miss Travis. But, yeah, so the driveway theme doesn't change, even though we're not technically in a driveway.
No, the driveway is the philosophy of guys sitting around drinking beer, discussing things that interest them, and just shooting the shit and having a good time.
Yeah.
And that's kind of... I mean, lately with politics, though, it hadn't been a really big time if you're liberty-minded, man, which is kind of why we decided to take last week off.
So I guess I'll tell my story. So we hit, for those of you who follow the Three Dudes Drinking YouTube channel, we had our, and we did it live, we had our whiskey cast last Friday.
Mm-hmm.
To send Travis off in the traditional way in which we kind of started. And as usual, I overachieved.
Yeah, you did. I mean, it was kind of funny.
Yeah.
I mean, because you you went for the sprint. Travis had been drinking all day. I think I'd had one or two before we got started, but you sprinted right through the finish line.
Well, I started right off with Old Fashioned, so... We were just rolling them in. They go down easy. But anyways, then Saturday, you know, usual recovery time.
Yeah.
So we didn't really do anything Saturday. And then Sunday we kind of went, hung out for a little bit with a friend, a neighbor.
Yep.
And drank a whole bunch of beer Sunday. So this is Memorial Day weekend.
Right.
And then, you know, Monday didn't do much, but then Tuesday came along. And I sent you a text and said, hey, I vote we take a week off. And it was for multiple reasons. Number one, I still didn't feel great because, you know, you drink a fifth of Bullet when you're my age. It takes a little bit of time to recover.
Right.
But the other thing is the whole – normally my routine is I'll be hit politics hard Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday in prep for the show.
Right.
I listened to, you know, the podcast, the whole nine yards, all during work, all day, all those 3 days. And then traditionally I'll do a little research at night, create some of my slides, etc. And then by the time we roll into Wednesday's live stream, I've got some information prepped. And listen, this stuff doesn't go away. You can get caught up easy. You can take 4 or 5 days off and get caught up, but I just was not feeling it.
Well, and I was kind of the same philosophy. I mean, all the news. I mean, here's the thing: we're super liberty minded, and we understand that we are probably it. One of the things I say when we speak publicly a lot of times is, you will find that I am typically, at least on the fiscal side of things, the absolute most conservative person in any room I walk into. I mean, typically, because I'm a borderline anarchist when it comes to government control. I think government's original intent when this country was founded was to protect the rights of its citizens. Period. That's it, man. And anything outside that scope is unnecessary.
You're 100% right, but that philosophy just doesn't exist in modern Western culture. especially no,
but,
in
but I would like to see us get a little bit closer to it.
Sure.
And the problem is that most of the where I've gotten blackpilled is not only are we fighting these liberals who just want to go, they just want to ruin everything. I mean, they just want pure communism, but we're fighting our members of our own party in the Republican Party who are all in favor of spending money on whatever pet projects they have, and they're all in favor of larger government when it comes to what they want.
Yes.
And that, man, that just is so freaking discouraging to me.
So, and that reminds me, I saw a clip of AOC where she was at the podium, I assume, Congress talking about something.
Right.
And she said, name a person who says that they want government to do less for them.
I'm right here.
And here I am. And the rebuttal to that came from Chip Roy, who responded, fired up, who has a pretty similar response to that than we do. It's like, listen, our government is as bloated could possibly be.
Right.
And yet it continues to get bigger and bigger and bigger.
Yeah.
Every election cycle, every budget that's proposed, everything is going up.
Right.
There's alphabet agencies being created every year out of thin air. There's czars. Depending on who jumps in to the White House, they create czars, they create committees, they create all kinds of stuff to
help perpetuate
their agenda and the government's role in that.
Yeah, I'm sorry.
And to them, they're delivering for the people. And to a lot of people, they see that as delivering. So I've seen many times where people have said, you know, what's Congress doing?
Yeah.
Well, Congress is put in place to create and modify law and to basically carry the purse strings for the federal government.
Right.
We have an entire branch that their job is to create law. And they literally take that seriously. So whenever somebody says Congress isn't doing anything, I'm like, yes, please get Congress to stop doing stuff.
Yeah.
We don't need more laws.
No.
When was the last time a law got appealed?
No, it's been a minute.
What they do is create another law to counteract that law.
Well, they go there on the promise that they're going to repeal something, and what they end up doing is just modifying it to better fit whatever pet project they have.
Yes.
That's exactly what happens. But I'm just sitting back and I'm watching. I mean, one of the people who's, I won't say heavily, she's very heavily involved locally in politics, but she is, I mean, she's moderately involved on the state and national level stuff. Mm-hmm. And she literally made, here, I'm gonna pull it up and read it because I don't want to misquote her. But she made the comment, hold on just a second, because somebody sent it to me because I didn't see it immediately when it got posted. Where is it at? Da-da-da-da-da-da. Bear with me, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, man, I went back too far here.
You know, I tell you, we get even just, you know, a small group and a small podcast that we do, we get massive amount of input from the people we have been involved with, people we associate with, people we have relationships mm-hmm. locally, et cetera, to where, like, my inbox gets blown up.
Yeah.
My text messages get blown up. Facebook Messenger, on multiple Facebook Messenger threads and groups
yep.
where stuff, it's, you know, a lot of local stuff. There's some other things going on in there. So trying to find, like, we have conversations throughout the week between ourselves and with other people.
Yeah.
And trying to keep track of all this shit along with our full-time jobs.
Right.
So that
family
we can come,
stuff.
So we can come and present it to you guys, and what we think should be presented.
Yeah, and we obviously have to devote a little time to drinking on the weekends. So,
yeah, yeah.
You know, we've got to do that.
We've all got kids.
Right, yeah.
So we got shit to do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not to mention I umpire.
So I don't want to unduly call this person out, and I did comment on the thread in which this person said this, but it was, and I quote, private property rights will destroy a free society. And this is a conservative. that said this. Private property rights will destroy a free society.
But in what kind of context would a conservative
when they want code enforcement that? To force somebody else to do something with their property? Look, I don't like if my neighbor does something trashy with his yard, I don't like that. But I don't go and beg government to force him to keep his yard like I want him to keep it. I see, this is where I really differ with a lot of conservatives. Mm-hmm. I don't think government or anybody else should be telling another man what to do with his property unless it infringes on my property rights.
Well, they will make the argument that the appearance of that property, if not kept up to standard, will impact your rights because it will lower your
Well, being in a tourist area, what most people are bitching about are things that are actually going to improve their property values.
And we've had this, when we talk about our HOA, we've had this conversation in depth. To me, having a boat parked in your driveway does not diminish the value of your property.
Absolutely.
Especially when you have access to the bay a couple hundred yards away.
Exactly. Well, one thing I want to do before we go much further to our listeners and you, Dan, I want to wish you a happy Seven Deadly Sins month. I mean, I know you picked gluttony, and there are several people in our world that's picked pride. I'm going to choose envy.
There you go.
Yeah. So.
So I actually changed my Twitter handle to Gluttony Month.
Right.
So.
Yeah. So I'm thinking we should have a gluttony parade. We should have an envy parade. Hey, what are the I didn't grow up Catholic. We didn't talk about the seven deadly sins.
Lust. Wrath.
Wrath, yeah.
Greed.
Sloth, yeah.
So I'm just going to quick give you a definition of each one. So pride, which is the current month that a certain group is celebrating, is the excessive belief in one's own abilities that interferes with the individual's recognition of the grace of God. Is that not a fitting?
That's pretty fitting, man. Pretty fitting.
They call it is the sin from which all others arise.
Yeah.
Which is absolutely true.
Yeah, I can see that.
And gluttony is an inordinate desire to consume more than that which one requires. And that's
us drinking in the driveway. Yeah.
When you put a bottle of Bullet in front of me, that's me.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's a little tongue-in-cheek, and, you know, this whole – we're in the midst of Pride Month, and there are so many situations. We've gone into depth on the whole Bud Light situation and what it's done to them. Target with their weird transgender clothing and the devil
from
guy.
From the Satanist
guy, yeah.
And speaking of Target, I mean, their stock has fallen just in the last 30 days, like 15, almost 16%. And, you know, a lot of their sales have fallen a lot further than that. Mm-hmm. But because sales fall, and that leads to people dumping stocks.
Right.
Or shorting stocks to make money. And so just 15, 16% in a month's time for a company that's normally pretty strong. By contrast, I mean, Walmart's actually gained, this is just today, Walmart's gained about, you know, 0.15%. Lowe's has gained almost 2%. Home Depot, almost 2%. Amazon's down a little bit, but, you know, it's that time of year. Not a lot of people are buying on Amazon. So it's, you know, just... it just kind of gives you an idea of what those decisions are made, and that actually warms my heart.
Yes.
Because, I mean, you know, if they're going to groom. Here's the thing, man. It's what we decide on. It's about 7% of the population that were just gay, not necessarily the pedos and the groomers and the trans, but, you know, why should we continue to cater to them? Why do we have to change our attitude and our way of life and our beliefs to baby some other small micro segment of the society?
So it's interesting you bring this up because I have some stats.
Mm-hmm.
So these are broken down by the different generations. So let me give you some numbers. So this is a poll.
Right.
In which they reached out to people in these communities, and they sorted it based on whether you're a Gen Z, Gen X, baby boomer, etc. So this poll found that as of right now, 18% of Gen Z adults, these are people born between 1997 and 2002, they identify as part of the LGBT community. So pick any of the alphabet. Millennials are at 10%. Mm-hmm. So they're almost double millennials. To me, that almost proves my assertion that this is a societal construct. This is, we are creating people because it's the cool thing. Yeah. It's the latest craze. So we've got kids who normally would not be in this situation because it's not, if it's natural,
why do we need to,
if it's not them? If it's not societally constructed and it's just a natural thing, if it's true that gay people are just, that's the way they're wired,
right?
And that's just what happens. That number would
change. I really think, because I have some friends who are gay, and they are really distraught with this whole trans movement.
Oh, absolutely.
They're like, man, you know, I actually had a gay dude tell me this. He said, if I'd have known this would have been the case, I would have never donated to the cause
to
fight.
We told you, you should have listened to us.
Yeah.
The slippery slope is real.
Sure it is.
Absolutely. It was never, we just want to love who we want to love.
Well, it's along those same lines. There's a hashtag that's trending on Twitter. It's called Pedogram.
Oh, boy.
And it's based on Instagram helps pedophiles find child pornography and arrange meetups with children. Researchers discovered that Instagram has become a breeding ground for child pornography. The Wall Street Journal study found that Instagram enabled people to search hashtags such as pedo whore and hashtag preteen sex, which allowed them to connect to accounts selling child pornography. Furthermore, many of these accounts often claim to be children themselves with handles like Little Slut for You. Generally, the accounts that sell illicit sexual material don't outright publish it. Instead, they post menus of their content and allow buyers to choose what they want. Many of these accounts also offer customers the option to pay for meetups with children.
And they have code words.
Yep.
To describe what they want on the menu. So does anybody remember this thing called Pizzagate?
Mm-hmm.
Where everybody said Alex Jones was some kind of crazy person. It was all a conspiracy theory. This is what that is.
Mm-hmm.
So it moved from wherever it was to now it's on Instagram. It's probably everywhere in social media at some point. It's just this was uncovered.
On Instagram itself.
On Instagram.
Well, these researchers from this article I was reading from, they set up test accounts to see how quickly they could get Instagram suggested for you to feature and give them recommendations for such accounts selling child sexual content. It was a very short time. Instagram's algorithm flooded their accounts with content that sexualizes children.
Guess who owns Instagram?
Zuckerberg.
Yep. Meta, Facebook, all the same umbrella.
Yep.
This is crazy.
So just using hashtags alone, Stanford Internet Observatory found 405 sellers of what researchers labeled self-generated child sex material or accounts purportedly run by children themselves, with same claiming to be as young as 12.
12 years old. So this is just another example of the over-sexualization of children.
Yes.
Which was the whole argument and fight in Florida with what DeSantis has done.
Right.
Is just, listen, do what you do. We don't care. Nobody's ever cared about gay drag shows or any of that
stuff. No, I've admitted on this cast before, I've been to a drag show. They are hilarious. They're very entertaining. But guess what? I'm a grown-ass man, and I was with my grown-ass wife, and we went to a grown-ass show with grown-ass people. Don't fucking bring that into the schools. Don't bring that to children. Don't bring that to my child.
It's the issue I have with it, and my thought process goes along with what DeSantis has done, is their argument is, listen, you talk to children about heterosexual sexual processes.
Yeah, you talk about straight sex and straight
But if you're
couples.
Talking about health class, where you're talking about anatomy.
You're talking about reproduction.
Yeah, your health reproduction. That's science.
Yeah. When I had sex ed in school, there was nothing about pleasure in that class.
No.
It was the most uncomfortable shit I've ever sat through.
Yeah, and it was all scientific. It's like,
yeah.
Right,
this, the penis goes into the vagina.
This is what this does, and yeah. this is how your body goes right. through this process.
Right, and here's...
And it was in middle school.
Yeah, it was. It wasn't in elementary school like a lot of these places.
No, but so you're in their eyes, you're damned if you do, you're damned if you don't. So if you don't talk about those things in school... Your children develop.
Sure.
So the teenagers, listen, when back in the day, back in the early days of man, the whole getting married at 12 years old because you died at 30.
Right.
You know, that whole world existed. You know?
Yeah.
That's why you are able to reach puberty and reproduce in your early teens.
Right.
Sometimes a little earlier, depending on the person.
Yep.
So... That's just the natural process in order to continue the species.
Yeah, absolutely.
So their argument is, well, you're talking about that with children. What's the difference between talking about the other? Well, the argument against that is procreation is not the same as what you're talking about.
No, and preventing early childhood pregnancy.
That's the other argument.
If
you don't educate them and they become... of age,
yeah,
body-wise, physiologically, of age, they're going to do things because there's an instinct.
Mm-hmm.
So if you don't educate them, you're going to have unwanted pregnancies, etc., in early teens.
Yeah.
So that's why the educational process went in that direction. That's when the colleges and a lot of places all had the free condoms all over the place.
Sure, yeah.
And that became a government-funded entity.
Yep.
Where
the health departments
the health
have
department
it.
Did it. Yeah, you can do all the sexual health stuff was all a part of government. So that created the in for them.
Right.
To now, all right. Well, if you're going to talk about that, you got to talk about this. It's apples and oranges.
Yeah. It's absolutely apples and oranges.
What the LGBTQ situation is adult activity. Mm-hmm. It should have nothing. Kids shouldn't know about it. They shouldn't have it presented to them. It is, and if the parents want to do it, it's their kids.
Sure, absolutely.
But it shouldn't be done in a publicly funded health education situation.
No.
And
you know what?
Certainly
we should just
done.
Totally do away with public education.
I don't disagree with that.
That would solve
it. I don't disagree with that.
Defund the education department. That's what we need to do.
So we were talking about DeSantis in Florida. So one of the laws that was passed here in Florida is that you cannot do any child sex changes, no minor.
Right.
And then... no hormones.
Right. No puberty
as
blockers.
None of that stuff, yeah. Which is basically chemical castration.
Right.
So that law passed here in Florida. And what happened recently is a group of parents who probably shouldn't have kids sued the state. And they found... You always find a fucking judge.
A loophole judge.
Who will do this. So Judge Robert Hinkle made the decision issuing a temporary injunction so that three children who are already in the process of undergoing sex changes may be permitted to continue. I want you to listen to these quotes. This is his words, the judge. The elephant in the room should be noted at the outset. Gender identity is real. The record makes this clear. Despite the defense admissions, there are those who believe that cisgender individuals properly adhere to their natal sex and that transgender individuals have inappropriately chosen a contrary gender identity, male or female, just as one might choose whether to read Shakespeare or Grisham. That's a fucking judge that said that.
A fucking retarded judge.
Well, he's using terms like cisgender. I mean, who uses that term?
Yeah.
Other than people who are part of this LGBT community.
You know what? I mean, the argument is this. Is it like, okay, if they feel like they were a man born in a woman's body or vice versa, I mean, fuck, they can't vote. They can't buy a gun until they're 21. You know, you're a grown adult, go chop your boobies and penis off. I don't care.
Yeah, but you got parents doing this to kids.
Right. That's child abuse is what that is. And I think we've hammered that point on this podcast a couple of times.
Well, the judge argued that if they weren't allowed to go through with this, it would put them at risk.
Of
the risk
what?
Of suicide. So look at the numbers.
So
of depression and suicide. Look at the numbers.
You know what? If I don't have access to heroin, I may commit suicide. If I don't have access to murdering Nazis, I may commit suicide. I mean, see how stupid that argument is?
Yes.
It's a ridiculous argument.
And the actual numbers show that the suicide rate does not change.
Yeah, actually,
whether they transition or not.
Well, I would submit that there are probably, I think I've seen numbers, I may be wrong, somebody can correct me if I am, where it actually
no effect. It does not temper the number of suicides.
Right.
It doesn't impact it.
Look, I'm speechless. This shit just makes me so mad. It just is so ridiculous.
Now, the good news with this court case is it's just these three individuals. It's not a complete stay for the whole state. So the law is still in effect. But these three individuals, the judge has allowed them to continue.
What kind of stupid money do these people have that they are like, okay, let's go fight this in court because we're three treatments into
this. It's not their money, brother.
It's the liberal money.
Think about the whole George Floyd situation.
Yeah.
BLM created multimillionaires.
Yep.
For the people who walked around and told you that white cops were executing unarmed black males, which was factually incorrect.
Right.
And then we had a whole summer where people were rioting and burning down cities and nobody was really held accountable.
No, nobody was held accountable. I mean, there was one person holding people accountable.
Yeah. Little Kyle. Well, Kyle was just protecting himself.
Right.
So it's those people are multimillionaires.
Right.
The people who were standing in front of a microphone telling you nonsense.
Buying three houses, yeah.
And those people are millionaires. So the money thing, these people get their money because there are both rich people who have the similar mindset.
Right.
There's also rich people who want Western culture destroyed.
Yeah, which
they will pay to have it happen.
Does not make sense to me whatsoever. For especially a wealthy person that wants to destroy capitalism and Western culture. It does not make sense to me.
Well, if you're going to gain power, and this is goes back to what I've said many times on this show is they want to destroy what the idea of America has always been.
Right.
They want to destroy that because America is basically the one country that is big and powerful enough
to create independent mindsets
that won't let this happen.
Right.
So once they destroy the culture, America gets destroyed from within, which is what is happening now.
Yep.
Once they have America fall in line, then you become the European Union type ruler, the globalist. Call it whatever you want to. There's going to be
the cabal.
There's going to be an umbrella, a global type governance with rules where you're going to be like it in the European Union, where you're going to be able as a country to act economically to a certain extent independently,
right,
still be recognized
but
independently,
still beholden.
But you have beholden to certain rules, economic, social, etc. That's the master plan. Call it the Great Reset, whatever the heck you want to call it.
Right.
That is the master plan.
That's it. And with that being said, we're up against a break here, but I want to remind you, I want to thank all of our Patreon supporters. We just spent a buttload of money on some equipment upgrades for live stream as well as audio. And man, we're hoping it's going to pay off. And so if you are interested and you'd like to support the cast, go to patreon.com/Driveway Liberty Podcast and give us, you know, a little support there. We sure sincerely would appreciate it. And starting back next week, we will be mentioning our Patreon supporters on the cast. So we'll be right back right after this with beer reviews.
Hey, is your grill nasty? Is it missing some parts? Do you need a new grill? Well, give Dan the Grill Man a call. He is literally the best grill maintenance company on the Emerald Coast. Literally. Look him up on facebook.com/freshandcleangrill. That's Dan the Grill Man. Literally the best.
All right, guys, welcome back. It is time for beer reviews. Beer reviews. All right, man. It's our first beer review without Travis. And Dan and I have kind of made a pledge where we're going to try to go out and find unique beers every week. And that way we're not just doing the same old as we used to. So Dan's got him a special one tonight. What you got, buddy?
And you know what's interesting is where our studio's located, we have a couple of breweries here in this little tiny town. And we went to one of them, and
they're just opening up.
Yeah, they just opened kind of a brew pub type indoor outdoor type area. It looks pretty cool. I think it's going to be a cool thing once it's kind of running at all cylinders. But the idea was, at least my thought process was, we'll get a couple growlers, a couple different kinds of beers.
Right.
So we go there, and unfortunately, they only had one available packaged beer.
In a can, yeah.
In a can. So
they had a shit ton on tap, though.
They did. Oh, yeah. So what I did was I went next door to the general store, and let me tell you, an impressive assortment of craft beers in this general store. So I grabbed one I've never had before. It's called Crazy Sista Honey Ale.
Right.
So it's brewed by Back 40 Beer Company out of Gadsden, Alabama.
Yep.
And it's a brown ale that's brewed with Alabama wildflower honey.
Yeah.
So it's light. It's a 4.5 ABV.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of those beers that has the craft taste. So it's not like water. Like when you get a 4.5-point beer, normally it just tastes like carbonated water.
Right.
This has got some good flavor. Goes down easy, and you probably go to the beach and drink
47
plenty of these and still be okay. But I would recommend this beer. It's very good. Crazy Sista Honey Ale.
Well, I tell you, it's and because of the proximity to home, we're not in the driveway anymore. So we do have a drive when we get done with the cast. So we're trying to drink lighter ABVs. And along those same lines, I did get the one package beer that Props had. And I'm going to give them a shout out because they are veteran-owned, veteran-operated. They brew beer. Their tagline is brew beer, drink beer, have fun doing it. And I had the pleasure for the Driveway Liberty podcast. Do I need to mute that while you're doing that? Actually live streaming the governor from their brewery in Fort Walton Beach last year during the campaign season. And man, I was just really impressed. But they're moving their operations to right here in this little town of Freeport, which is what we saw today.
Pretty awesome, man.
Yeah, it's a big building and it's a really cool setup. They've got a huge outdoor and indoor bar and seating areas inside, and it looks like they're primed for live music too, which is pretty cool. And if they would be interested in sponsoring the podcast, we would be more than happy to go out there and set up and record live right there on their premises. But what I'm drinking, I'm not usually a blonde drinker, but I decided because it was the only packaged one and they were local and because they were veteran-owned, I would get their blonde ale. It's the Props Craft Brewery Blonde Ale, blonde ale. It's right at 5% ABV. And the cool thing about it is they've got some art on the can from a local artist right here in Walton County, Justin Gaffrey, who has a gallery right on the 30A area. So
yeah,
it's kind of neat that they're not only a local brewery with a damn good beer. The beer's really good, and I'm not usually a blonde drinker. I'm more of a darker beer drinker. It's really cool that they're also supporting a local artist who is pretty famous. I mean, Justin's pretty well known.
When you have your own art studio in 30A.
Yeah, you're doing pretty good for yourself.
You're doing pretty good, absolutely.
And it stays open. I mean, yeah. He's had that studio down here since I've been here.
Oh, yeah.
It's been here for a minute. But, they, you know, check them out, Props Craft Beer. You can go to propsbrewery.com and learn a little bit more about them. And like I said, we would love for them to sponsor the cast.
Yeah.
With that being said, that has been your beer reviews. Beer reviews. All right, guys. So,
nice.
If you haven't noticed, we were minus a third voice tonight, and that was because if you haven't been paying attention, Travis decided to leave us. He just abandoned
gonna,
the shit out
we're
of
We're
going
to bust Travis's balls.
Yeah, he's not here to defend himself, so we're going to bust his balls pretty good. Yeah, he just up and left us, and, you know, that's okay.
And you know what's funny? It's literally had no impact on the amount of time that we all spend together anyway.
Right, yeah. We're still hanging out. We're just not recording stuff. Yeah.
That was a funny thing because I was like, all right, well, listen.
We'll never see Travis again anymore.
Yeah, we'll see him once in a while kind of thing, and it's like, kind of fade away. But nope, Sunday.
Yeah,
all of us drinking together at a buddy's house. And
he came to the show Saturday. I mean, he was hanging out. Yeah.
Fun.
Yeah, man. It's good times.
All right. So let's get back at it.
Yeah. Oh, real quick. Later this week, we should have, for our live stream, we should have Mr. Kevin
Raleigh.
I never know how to pronounce his last name.
R O L L E.
He's a local dude. He did some time in the Air Force, I believe, or one of the branches of the military. And he's a very astute guy. He's gonna hang out with us here in what we're calling the driveway studio.
Yeah, and we're gonna get back into some local politics, and Kevin is dialed in.
Yeah, he is
to that. So it should be for those of you who miss our local stuff, we're going to get back in it, and it tends to be fiery.
Yeah, we usually get pretty pissed
it's
off.
It's one thing, listen, we get fired up about the national stuff too, but when you're talking about stuff that directly affects our county budget and our property tax, our wallets, our bank accounts,
yeah,
you'll see some passion.
Yeah,
go back and listen to the show that we did where I pulled up the mosquito board budget.
Yeah.
Several years ago.
That was our first year. Yeah.
First year. Man, oh, man. Okay.
Yep. We get fired up.
Yeah, we get fired up with local stuff.
So what else you got, buddy?
So when you think of Girl Scouts, what do you think of? First thing comes to mind.
Cookies, man.
Right?
Yeah.
Well, apparently the Girl Scouts are all in on this Pride Month thing, too.
Mm.
So the Girl Scouts organization is encouraging its young members to participate in Pride Month by offering a special patch for scouts who complete a series of LGBT themed activities.
For fuck's sake.
So how old are Girl Scouts?
Man, they're young as four. Don't they have like the Brownie Scouts and shit? And
but the Girl Scouts are like, they're preteen.
Yeah.
So you're looking at probably 6 or 7 years old up to like 11 or 12.
Right.
And then there's the older girls. I don't know what they call. There's the young ones, and then there's an older one. I don't know. I guess the Girl Scouts might go up to 16 or 17, whatever.
I don't know what the rules are. I was never in the Girl Scouts.
So the Scouts can earn a rainbow-striped LGBTQ Pride Month segment of a multicultural community celebration patch by participating in educational activities and activism. Here's some examples of these activities.
So go out and be a liberal and you get a patch.
There's 20 activities that they can participate in order to get this patch. Attending a pride celebration.
Right.
So grooming kids. reading a book by an LGBTQ plus author and learning about LGBTQ history through documentary grooming.
So being groomed, yes.
And other reading assignments. Some activities such as watching a documentary about the creator of the pride flag.
Yep, more grooming.
Grooming. Like literally it's all grooming.
I need a button over here and, that just says grooming.
And the Girl Scouts organization is selling a pride tank top with a rainbow graphic which reads, "All places should be safe spaces." I want to ask this question. Because this is the part that just is a lie.
Yeah, well, how about the Middle East? Are we... Wait,
where are you not safe in America?
Right?
I mean, like this whole...
And what rights do I have that
you don't?
That anybody else does?
No, it's all a lie. It's all a fallacy. What bothered me immensely was, remember when there was the tranny that shot the 3 9-year-olds in the six people in the Christian school?
Yeah, in Nashville.
Immediately, the call was that trans people were being attacked.
It felt the exact opposite to me.
Like literally, yeah. The opposite happened, and they freaking gaslighted you that they were under attack.
They've got some damn good PR people, is all I have to say.
It's insane. It's insane.
It's stupid.
So all spaces should be safe spaces. What's not safe? You're literally walking down the streets of major cities, faking sex acts in the street in front of kids. Like you can't do in Florida, but you're still doing it everywhere else.
And walking around like a banny rooster, like it's something noble.
Yeah, we were just watching a show where they had a nun, one of those crazy nuns.
Yeah,
the tranny nuns.
Let's not call it a nun. Let's say sister.
Tranny. They're mocking the Catholic faith.
Right.
So they're nuns, the sisters of the whatever indulgent stupid shit. This person got an award. Like I'm watching the show where a public official, a city council person, is presenting this person with an award for their contribution to the community. The literally what she does is mock the Catholic faith.
Yeah.
And it's a guy.
Yeah.
And this person in this video looked like a clown, like all white face.
Yeah, yeah. It was like something you'd fucking see in a...
At a circus.
Yeah.
This shit's out of control.
It's way out of control. Is that what you were thinking was going to really piss me off?
And it ended up pissing me off.
Well, no, I'm actually getting jaded to this shit. I mean, all I can do is sit around. I mean, it's constantly, man. Like every 5 minutes, I'm like, what the fuck? What the fuck?
What the fuck? I'm not done.
What the fuck? Oh, shit.
You want to what the fuck? All right. When you think of Visa, what do you think of?
The credit card?
Yeah.
Or are you talking about the work thing where you can go...
The credit card.
Okay.
Do you think of castrating children?
No, I do not. Typically.
Apparently they're into that. Because Visa raised money for a far-left group pushing gender experimentation on children. They launched an initiative in June of 2020 to benefit the Trevor Project, along with other groups focused on advancing this trans agenda in LGBTQ. So the Trevor Project is a nonprofit organization that pushes cross-sex hormones and gender transitions for children and takes money from pharmaceutical companies that manufacture those treatments.
For fuck's sake. Yeah, I mean, think about the cards you got in your wallet that's helping fund this shit.
This is Visa.
Right, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I mean, even debit cards. I mean, let me pull mine out real quick. So I've got a couple of debit cards here. That one.
My business debit Visa. Is MasterCard. My personal debit Visa. Is Visa.
That's MasterCard.
They're funding
Visa.
Castrating children. Children. This isn't a...
That's MasterCard. That's our Driveway Liberty account card there. And my... All in.
So let me give you a quote. This was in a Daily Caller article I found. So the Trevor Project, a nonprofit organization focusing on transgender youth and mental health, reportedly has hosted sexual conversations between adults and minors in online chat rooms. and Visa is sponsoring it.
Visa. Look, it's a good thing we're not on camera right now because my face, I mean, I just... I don't even know what to fucking say to this shit. I mean, it is so ridiculous. Sorry about that. That this shit is even occurring. I mean, we're sitting back as liberty-minded individuals, as conservatives, and most of us are faith-based individuals. We're spiritual people who believe in a higher power.
Well, listen, buddy. This is faith-based. This is their religion. That's why.
No, I get that. But I'm talking about when we're talking about the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. That faith-based. I'm not.
No, I understand that.
Yeah, but that is definitely a religion. Yes. There's no doubt about that. But when I'm talking about God-fearing individuals.
Yes. But in absence of that in people's lives, they find it in something else.
Yeah, they find
because
something.
Because that's how we're created.
It's like that old Poison song. Give me something to believe.
Yeah, and they find it in this yeah. with religious reverence.
I'm trying to lighten the mood. Is what I'm trying.
How do you lighten this
mood? You don't really, but you know, I mean, we can sit here and be angry about it, or we can get off our ass and be our own hero.
There you go. And we have shirts. And
we
hats
have shirts
and
for that. Yeah,
all absolutely. Kinds of cool stuff.
But whether you buy the shirts or not, that's what it. I mean, what inspired the shirts. And for us to design that graphic to go on the shirts is the fact that we are sitting around as conservatives, as faith-based and spiritual people who believe in a higher power, a moral good. Mm-hmm. And we're saying, you know what, that's not affecting me here at the beach, or that's not affecting me at rural Georgia, or that's not affecting me at Hutchinson, Kansas, where we have a huge listener base, or Dallas, Texas, or Atlanta. It's not affecting us. So, you know, I'm not going to worry about it. Well, fuck, it's coming.
Until it does affect you.
Yeah, you got to start worrying about it. I mean, you're looking at it. We have books in our own library here at Walton County that during the banned book week that they celebrated that actually showed images of kids doing fellatio on one another.
There was at least one example of a graphic novel, which is a picture book,
yes.
Basically,
yeah,
of sex acts.
Sex acts among two little boys.
Yes.
Not adults.
Well, there's a boy and a girl, and the girl was pretending to be a boy.
Yeah. It's yeah.
I posted a picture. Like, I was in an argument with some idiot on Facebook who was telling me there's no porn in the schools. So I actually posted a picture of this book.
I got a
30-day ban.
For posting an actual fucking book.
For posting pornography. I got the ban.
So
liberal, the one who's fighting against it got the ban.
Liberal-ass meta pedagram.
Yeah, yeah.
Banned you for 30 days for shit they're allowing on their own platform on Instagram.
Apparently their algorithm is promoting it.
Yes, it is. Think about that shit, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, it is.
All right.
The hypocrisy is just fucking ridiculous.
Okay. So I don't know what kind of inspiration people need to get off their ass and fight things like this.
Right.
I don't know. I'm not a human, a psychologist or anything like that, but just the examples we gave you today on this show where you're involved with companies that are funding this.
Right.
Pretty much most of the people who listen to us are on Facebook. Their company is promoting an algorithm for child pornography on Instagram.
Yes.
And I bet you, and I know this from personal experience, because I kept my daughter away from social media. She still doesn't have Facebook, but she has Instagram.
Mine has Instagram.
And she's on Twitter for her softball profile. It was a thing to get college. There's a lot of college recruiting that
happens, I guess, on
involves
Twitter.
On Twitter.
I got you.
But like I thought, as a dad, I'm like, all right, I'm on Facebook. I see what happens on Facebook.
Yeah.
I'm not really on Instagram very much, although my Facebook and Instagram accounts are linked. So whenever I post a picture on Facebook, whether it's a meme or a video of my daughter playing softball, or my son playing baseball, whatever it is, it automatically goes to my Instagram account. Mm-hmm. So my kids see it. They're both on Instagram. I had no idea. Like, you telling me about that article that you saw today is the first I've ever heard of this.
Well, I'm in another, you know, we talked about in the previous segment about how we're in these groups, and somebody in one of the groups shared that, and I'm like, are you fucking kidding me?
The go along to get along is a promotion of this.
You got to stop doing that.
You have to get off your ass and fight this. And fight it in your own way.
What's the old saying avenue? Where it's, you know, for evil to take hold, it's not...
It's good men standing by.
Letting it happen. Mm-hmm. And that's exactly what's happened, and that's exactly
the whole premise behind it was we were doing the noble thing by, you know what, just if you want to loaf who you want, go ahead. We're not going to stop you.
I still don't have a problem with them loving who they want.
Yeah, but that's not the agenda.
But exactly. That's where I draw the line. Stop coming after my fucking kids. We watched something earlier as we were getting ready to do this cast where there was a woman, and she's from an organization that actually provides decent reading material, or they suggest decent reading material for children. Mm-hmm. And she was talking about that the LGBT community had tried to make inroads in gaining acceptance among adults, and they realized that they weren't making those inroads. So they decided, and if you watched our live stream last week, you'll see this. That's exactly what it's a concentrated, organized effort to come after your children.
And I heard somebody else say this on one of the shows that I listen to or watch, say that the one of the purposes of them going after kids and having them go or inviting them to the drag shows or to the gay pride parades where you're seeing the most outrageous shit happen. Yeah. People dressed like off the chart insane.
Yeah.
Like gay people dress like normal people.
Right.
I mean, but at these events, they dress insane.
Like clowns and bigger than life characters.
I saw one where the guys were just walking down the street in a black jockstrap, just a jockstrap.
Yeah.
It's like, what the fuck? So they have kids that are going to these events so that they see them so that later on.
They think it's normal.
Don't freak out when they see it.
Yeah.
They don't have the natural reaction of screaming for help.
Right, when they see a dude. Yeah.
Yeah. So it becomes, they now, from an early age, believe this is a part of normalcy. And
it's
not.
Well, think about it. You've heard the term growing up, little pitchers. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, kids are impressionable. Yes. And that's exactly what they're counting on.
Yeah.
Absolutely what they're counting on.
100%.
So... All right, we've got about 9 minutes left. What else you got, Daniel? You got anything that's going to piss me off even more?
Well.
And I'm trying to, I'm really struggling to keep it all as light as possible because I know a lot of times we get so mad on this podcast and we get so serious about shit. And, you know, I know that's not quite as entertaining. And sometimes it's fun to make light and fun of stuff, and it makes it more palatable. Now, I'm not saying we need to make this kind of stuff more palatable. What I'm saying is you just have to fucking laugh at it sometimes and then take action against it. And I really don't want to describe on the record what action should be taken. But
well, and I watch Steve Dace, watch or listen, depending on what my day looks like. Sometimes I watch a show, sometimes I listen to it. And it's a Christian-based worldview political show.
Right.
So it is the news and the current events like we talk about, and then there's always a Christian theme behind it. They have Theology Sure. Thursday where they talk about, you know, culture and religion, etc.
Sure.
So they attack these things from a Christian religious standpoint. And one thing that they've that Steve Dace has always said is, listen, this is evil. This is Satan and his minions.
Yeah, I mean, we listened to it today, and demons was every third, yeah, fourth word.
Are perpetrating this stuff in our society, and the one thing that Satan hates the most is to be mocked.
Sure.
So mock this shit. Make right. fun of this bullshit. When a guy is walking down the street in a black jockstrap, laugh at him.
From a sociological perspective.
You're a fucking idiot for doing that.
From a sociological perspective, growing up, when a kid was acting really super weird, and I'm not saying bully kids or anything like that, but you made fun of them.
Well,
and society in itself will correct yes. its own behavior that will push a series of what is accepted norms and what's not. Now, look, I'm eccentric. I'm eccentric as shit. And my daughter's eccentric. My wife's eccentric. And I'm attracted to that. I love that about people. However, there are certain things that outside of certain lines that should not be socially fucking acceptable.
No, and it's the whole sexuality of the children thing that's the issue. This is it. If you go into a 21 or older nightclub and some guy's parading around in bra and panties on a stage, fucking knock yourself out. Nobody cares.
Right.
But when you're doing it at noon.
At the kids' library at the elementary school.
Or walking down Main Street on a parade where there's thousands of people lying in the street watching you, that you don't do that.
Right. Exactly.
So society has allowed that under the guise of inclusivity.
Yeah.
But they've hijacked that world, and now it's basically forcing that sexualization in front of our children, and we can't allow it.
Yep, that's absolutely right. I think that's a good spot to call it a day on this one. What you think? You got something else?
I have one more thing.
Okay, fair enough.
So we talked earlier about the House legislating, creating laws.
Mm-hmm.
So Republicans in the House have introduced legislation to stop the Department of Defense from funding drag shows. So think about this for a minute. Our Department of Defense, our military, is using our tax dollars
for drag shows
to entertain our troops by paying drag strippers, exotic dancers, etc., to entertain our troops.
Yeah, that's fuck.
And now there's always been that. Well, over the years, there's always been that, you know, that
Bob Hope is spinning in his fucking grave right now, and that was
there's
there.
There's always been that, but there's always been that adult type entertainment, the adult jokes, and
sure,
the burlesque shows that didn't have nudity, but there was listen, we all like a hot chick in a bikini. There's nothing wrong with that. Those were the type of things that they did to entertain the troops during wartime,
right?
When they had to get their mind out of their ass almost getting killed 20 minutes before that.
Right.
We're talking about now where it's all age drag shows at Nellis Air Force Base in Nevada.
Right.
June 1st had an all age drag show funded by the Department of Defense.
Did y'all have like a Sadie Hawkins dance in school?
Yeah.
Where the dudes dressed like, I mean, and the girls came and asked, and the dudes dressed, you know, like females, but it was a fucking joke.
Mm-hmm.
This ain't that.
No. No.
This ain't that.
No. And when your kid barks like a dog and wants to eat out
of the
bowl,
that's the next thing that's coming. It's the whole furry bullshit where the kids are, you know, thinking they're rabbits or foxes or wolves or whatever the fuck. I mean,
Wes, it is the...
Maybe we just need fall. To do a sports show and it's call and just call it, because nobody's fucking listening, and they're not taking action, and they're not doing shit. And we're just sitting here fucking like spectators watching this shit happen to society and not doing a fucking thing about it. You know? I mean, you know, we're adding a sports show coming up next month. And, I mean, you know, my mind, a lot of times, we took last week off because we're getting blackpilled because everybody's just fucking sitting idly by and begging for more government. And this is what fucking happens when you beg for more government. This is what fucking happens.
And we just presented an hour's worth of content to you. And we really haven't even scratched the surface.
Yeah, we haven't even scratched the
surface. There's 100 other situations and articles we could have presented on this subject. And it's nonstop. The whole fucking month is going to be this.
Yeah.
Whole month.
It's the seven deadly sin month. Yes, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So, guys, if you enjoy the podcast, please share it with your friends and family because we are, in fact, shadow banned like a motherfucker.
Yeah.
So, you know, be sure to share that podcast with your friends and family. If you really enjoy the cast and you want to help support us, especially since we dropped a shit ton of coin this week on new stuff, you can go to patreon.com/DrivewayLibertyPodcast. Or if you're a business who is liberty-minded and you want to help us keep this fight going, you can go to thedrivewaylibertypodcast.com/advertise and really help us out there.
One other avenue.
Yeah.
The cool shit that we wear.
Yeah, merch. The merch, man.
Cool hats. I mean, they're high quality stuff. The early stuff we had, you know, it was okay. Yeah. The stuff we have now
is quality. And we do have a local provider. So the Disney Groomer shirt we will have back
which
in production.
Which you saw on the live stream, which I wore. This is my Pride Month shirt.
Yep, yep. We will have that back up and running now. Matter of fact, if you're interested in having one of those grooming shirts, you can go ahead and shoot us a message via the website and say, hey, man, I would love one of those groomer shirts.
And we'll get you one.
Yeah, and that doesn't mean you're a groomer. It's got the birds, man. Yeah. If you watch live stream, you see Dan wearing it. It's got the birds where we're in with the mouse ears.
Groomers to go.
Yeah, absolutely. So with that being said, man, for Dan, I am your Uncle Wes, and we will see you next time on the Driveway Liberty Podcast. USA.